Yeah, there you listen to the voice and the music of my live guest this evening, or this afternoon, or this morning, wherever you are. And the two songs I played was called Like Each Other, and the other one was Golden Hour. Now, just as way of introduction, Andrea, I know you're listening, but it doesn't matter whether we like each other or not, but we're going to spend a golden hour together. Good afternoon, Andrea, Lisa, all the way from Los Angeles. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm doing awesome.
Yeah, I'm just so glad that everything is working. We've got you on the line. And because it's the Soul Train, Andrea, we don't call our listeners. We call them passengers, obviously. So just keep that in mind. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Andrea, something about you attracted me to you, and that is, if you can just explain describe your early life to us, because look, I know just as much as the passengers do. Where were you born? That is the thing that really captured my attention. Where were you born and where were you raised?
So I was born in South Africa, particularly Mpumalanga, and I stayed in South Africa till I was about 7 years old, and then my family moved over to New Zealand.
Okay, at what age was that?
I think I was about 7. And we moved over, and it was quite a brief time out there because my mum wanted to go back to South Africa as soon as possible.
And you stayed behind?
So, I went back with her for about a year. Okay. And then my dad ended up staying, and then we ended up going back to New Zealand a year later.
Okay, and that's where I think your love for music was exposed at a very young age.
Yeah, I was interested in music, and I loved to sing from quite a young age, but I only started playing the guitar 14, nearly 15.
Okay, so your love for music, was it a family thing, or how did you get involved?
For sure, a family thing. Yeah, just like the South African culture, music always playing. Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, I thought that you were maybe born in Cape Town, because this is like the music capital of South Africa.
For sure.
Yeah. Where in Mpumalanga, if I may ask?
A small town called Kinross.
Ooh. Kinross, yeah, it is a small town, because I'll have to Google it.
I think it's near Secunda, if you know where that is.
Okay, Secunda is, I think, and I'm going to take a chance, somewhere near the border.
Near mine.
Secunda mine, yeah.
Secunda, yes, mine, it is near mine.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, did you have any formal training?
I did. I studied jazz at the New Zealand School of Music.
Yeah, and that's probably where you met your manager. I'm only assuming.
No, I didn't meet my manager out there. I basically studied jazz, majoring in guitar, and my second instrument was vocals. So I studied both instruments, and after that, I just started my band and started touring that music and playing my songs. I recorded the EP with my band, and we traveled for about 7 years after I did my degree.
So you were And that age was, what was your age then when you started traveling?
22, I think, or 21. Might have been, I'm not sure, 21 or 22.
That sounds a bit scary, because if my daughter had to go on the road at that age, so but you were never held back, obviously.
No, my mom was like, just go do your thing.
Go for it. Yeah. And there's something else. I see that your songs that you write, you say that it's through life experiences or something to that effect. Do you want to expand on that or not?
Sure. Basically, every song I write, especially the lyrics, everything is real to me, or it's through an experience that I've been through. Everything has a story behind it.
Yeah, you know, that makes me think of, like, what we call the golden oldies, you know. It's so different to, that's what amazes me about you as well. Because, I mean, you're telling stories basically through your music. And if you listen to the golden oldies and you listen to today's music, the olden, golden oldies, playbacks from waybacks, it's storytelling basically. So
yeah.
So it's good.
Very specific.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Okay, I'm not going to ask you your age, but you you look still in the 20s. Let me put it, what was that?
I don't tell people my age. So
yeah, okay.
You can just, whatever you guess, that's cool.
That's cool. Okay. Andrew, okay, so I don't want to say when did your big break come, but when, or how did it come about that you ended up in Los Angeles?
So, like I said, my band traveled the world. We did hotel contracts. We did cruise ship contracts. We also did like freelancing in Europe and Australia and obviously New Zealand. But there was a contract that we did in 2017 on a cruise ship where I met Kirk Whalum. And I played with my band and he heard me. And after that, he came up to me and he said, oh man, can I get your email? And, you know, we should work together sometime. I thought he was just being nice, or, you know, just, but a few months later, he sent me an email asking if I would play a guitar solo on his album. And that's how it started. But what ended up happening was I ended up recording one of my songs and singing and playing on it. And that went on his album. And that was in 2018 when that happened.
Yeah, we're talking about also one of the golden oldies. I think he plays the saxophone, doesn't he?
Yes, saxophone.
Yeah. And I think I made a note of it somewhere that on Sunday you're playing in Dallas with him.
Yes, I am, actually.
I've been sports talking you in a short time. okay. Just between me and you, I'm putting the mics off. Just drop me or drop him my number, okay? Maybe we can get him on the soul train. Anyway, yeah. Andrea, yeah. So when did you, I think, what was it, Silver Lining? Silver Lining was your debut album, am I right?
Yeah,
and
that's right.
That came out which year?
Last year.
Okay, so you were traveling most of the time, playing gigs and stuff.
Yes, I've been predominantly traveling with. So after I recorded my song "Get Your Wings Up" with Kirk Whalum in 2018, in 2019 he asked me if I would be his guitar player for his touring band. So since 2019, I've been his guitar player. All up until the end of last year. this weekend will actually be my first show with him this year, because I've been doing
your own thing.
All of our dates have been clashing. Yeah, and I've been doing festivals and doing my own shows. But fortunately, I'm available this weekend to play with him. So I'll be doing two shows with him this weekend and then going back to doing my thing for the rest of the year.
So,
but yeah, I released my album Silver Lining last year in July. And I feel like that was a moment where everything kind of... things started changing when I released my single, Vortex,
mm-hmm. Which a couple of years ago. Later. We're going to play that later.
Cool. Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually forgot to tell you in the beginning that I actually thank you for taking the time out, because I spoke to your manager and I actually asked to do this interview, chat, whatever you call it, and 2 weeks ago. And you know, it's so...
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's so strange. No, I wanted to do it 2 weeks ago, and then he postponed it to today. And yeah, in South Africa, this is the last Thursday. It was my program just runs on a Thursday. And this is the last program of Women's Month in South Africa. So, I mean, what a better person to have on the program than somebody born in South Africa and making a name for herself in not only Los Angeles, but the USA and or wherever you tour, you know?
Yeah, awesome. I'm glad to be a part of it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it's the pleasure is all mine, as they say, because I feel extremely honored to have this time, you know, seeing that, and you just spoke about it, your heavy schedule. So what is in the pipeline for Andrea Lisa?
A lot of shows at the moment, mostly just around the US at the moment, but I'm doing the Cancun Jazz Festival, which is in Mexico. Doing that in November. And after that, my schedule kind of around Christmas, I still have some shows, but my schedule is going to go down a little bit, which I'm really looking forward to, because I'm going to make a start on my second album.
I'll start working
on that.
You jumped the gun there. I was going to ask you when the second album is coming out. But you write your own music. You compose your own music. You do the vocals and all that.
Yeah, I write my own music, and I also am I produced my album as well. I did have one other producer on a couple of songs, but predominantly did most of the production for Silver Lining.
A one girl show.
Yep.
So you are amazing, you know. I mean, the talent that you have been blessed with. And once again, I can tell you or say to you that thank you for blessing us with your talent. And I just want to tell you how I stumbled across you. 2 weeks ago, I had an interview with a lady, Jacqueline, from New York. And about a month ago, I had an interview with JJ San Severino, also from New York. And the common denominator when I looked at their friends was you. And then I thought, oh, wait, let me try my luck. You know, let's see how far I can go. But yeah, Andrea, it's like I said, it's amazing having you live on. I mean, obviously you're probably inundated with requests for interviews. Do you do a lot of interviews? Do you have time?
I do have quite a few. There's a lot of people in the States who have stations and, you know, different podcasts and all kinds of things. I try and do as many as I can, but I can't always make all of them just because it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know.
How many hours a day do you sleep? Just by the way.
I like to sleep a full sleep. I like to get 8 hours if I can.
Okay. Can you manage
it? But it depends if I'm in... If once I do get into working on my album, I like to work into the night, so it depends. Then it kind of changes a bit. Sometimes I'll be producing for hours all night and just go to sleep in the morning.
Yeah, I'm just reading now that your passion for composing led you to create a rich assembly of genres. It's not just jazz. That blend into a unique and captivating artistic alchemy. Now, I went to look up that word alchemy because I also play music by Acoustic Alchemy, a band called Acoustic Alchemy. Mm. And alchemy is basically comes to chemistry, and it also means the magical process of creation. Now,
yes.
So, I can tell you that your music stirs something in me. So there's a chemistry that you have with your music, and I love the way that they describe it. You know, you have a captivating artistic alchemy. In other words, chemistry. There's a chemistry around you. It's almost like an aura, you know, that goes mm-hmm. with you. Did you ever, this is a came to me now, did you ever think that a young girl from a town that South Africans don't even know called Kinross would be gracing the stages of the United States and be based in Los Angeles? Did you ever dream of that when you were young?
That's kind of a hard question because... The moment I decided that I'm going to pursue music, which, to be fair, was kind of late. I was in my last year of high school
mm-hmm.
when I decided that I was going to study music.
Okay.
But once I decided that I would be doing that, I really went all in. I would practice for 6 or 7 hours a day every day when I came back from school. And throughout my years at university, that was just everything that I did. Just music, writing, practicing, trying to learn a lot. And a lot of the things that I've wanted to do musically, I would write it down and I would talk about it all the time. So even just traveling with my band and doing performance contracts, that's kind of how it started. And then, funnily enough, this is kind of crazy, but I've always loved Kirk Whalum ever since I first heard him.
Mm.
I first heard him not knowing that it was him on I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Mm.
He plays that saxophone solo.
What?
And then after that, yeah, that's him. And and after that, I heard some of his other songs, and I wrote that down, that it was a dream of mine to perform with him. And then it's funny because I wrote that down in 2016, and it happened in 2017 that I met him, and then the year after, I recorded with him. Basically, I always wanted to go to New York City.
Mm.
That was like the dream for a long time. But LA wasn't on the cards until somebody told me that LA would be a better fit for me.
Mm.
And when I found that out, I started manifesting that I would move to LA and that I would launch my career out there. I'd actually been thinking about it for a long time, maybe 5 or 6 years before I even moved out here. So it's kind of kind of, the answer is yes and no. You know, prior to that, I wouldn't have thought that I would be out here. But once I learned about the music and how rich it is out here, the music is just, and the musicians out here and the audio engineers, everything. It's just such an amazing environment and diverse. You can basically get everything that you need in this city. Yeah, I just kind of dreamed about it and put the actions to it as well.
I think that's the main thing, you know, chasing your dreams. I think that's imperative in achieving your dreams, not just sitting back. You know, when I sent out my basically my advert for tonight's program, the fight started already because somebody from New Zealand contacted me and said, "She's from New Zealand." I said, "No, she's from South Africa." and then we started chatting. But anyway, we came to an agreement that we're going to complete. You know, in rugby, we have the Tri Nations. We used to have the Tri Nations, which was South Africa, New Zealand, and Australia. And then this guy said to me, "I want to hear it first, and now whether he's right or wrong." I know he's listening. And he said he thinks he can remember or recall you performing with a guy called Richard Caesar. Richard Caesar, also from South Africa. This was in Australia. So who was right, who was wrong? Did you?
I did do a show with Richard Caesar.
Is it?
I can't remember which year, whether it was 2016 or 2017. Yeah, we did a few shows, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just came off a
awesome
boat.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, no, he is. And, he just came off a boat cruise 2 weeks ago or so, I think, somewhere from in the Bahamas, yeah. But, Andrea, I'm a bit hesitant to ask this, but I mean, it's up to you. For the silver lining, you say you drew your inspiration from experiences. Now, I started off, I actually looked at the list of songs and like each other. Is that a specific experience in your life that you wrote about or sing about?
It is, actually.
You don't need to elaborate if you don't want to.
No, it's okay.
It's okay, okay.
That story comes from, you know, being a bit of a people pleaser. And when people ask you to do things, when people, you know, require things from you and you constantly are giving to them, and maybe it's not as reciprocal as you would like it to be, or maybe not at all, you know. That came from a friendship that felt like it was quite possessive. And the way that friend was treating me was almost like as if we were seeing each other. You know, you gotta call me, you gotta... you got to do this, you got to do that. And I was like, oh, wow, no, this is kind of crazy. And one night I kind of realized, you know, I was enabling that behavior because at the beginning of the friendship, I would, you know, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, cool. Yeah, I can do that for you. Okay, you want me to be there? Yeah, I'll be there. Even though maybe I didn't really have the time to be there, but I would still kind of make changes to my schedule to do things, you know.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff like that. And eventually I kind of came to a point where I realized that that's not going to work anymore, you know, and that it's not really, you don't have to do everything that people ask of you, or, you know, even if it doesn't matter how much you care about that person. And that's kind of how that song was born.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. I think the question that you probably waiting for is, have you collaborated with Jonathan Butler?
I have toured with him. We toured together in 2019, and I've played with him since then as well. I think last year sometime we did a show together, which was Kirk Whalum and Jonathan Butler, and just always love performing with him. He's just amazing, amazing, amazing soul. We haven't really, we've written a little bit together, but nothing that has been released or anything yet.
Okay. You were saying?
No, that's cool, yeah.
Okay.
That was the main, most of my work with him was in 2019.
It's exactly strange that you mentioned the word, the name cool. It's cool because I see that you also, yeah, you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I see you worked on Kool & the Gang's latest album as well.
Yeah, I did. I had the honor. It was kind of crazy. Somebody met me at a jam session, and he said to me, "Oh man, I have to introduce you to somebody." And I didn't know who that was, but he introduced me to George Brown, who was like the co-founder and the main guy of Kool & the Gang.
Okay.
Yeah. And, when I met him, first time going into the studio with him, he had me play for him immediately. And then he just started running the tracks. Like, can you play on this? Can you just play whatever you hear? Tell me what you feel. And we ended up doing like 6 or 7 tracks. And then at the end of the session, it was already, you know, hours had gone by. And then he would ask me, like, do you want to come back again tomorrow? I'm like, sure. You know, and I think I did that for a few days. Uh-huh. So I've recorded on a lot of songs for Kool & the Gang and also for his personal project. And then once I officially moved to LA, he would still call me up to go over to his studio and record guitars on different projects. And yeah, I've recorded on so many songs, but on the latest Kool & the Gang album, I'm on 2 of the songs that are on there.
Just for interest sake, that Kool & the Gang album, when was it released? I've got to get hold of it.
Yeah. Let me see which year. I think it might have been 2023 it was released.
Okay, so it's some time back. Andrea, once again, I want to thank you. You know, when we started off, I never thought we were going to make the half an hour. But there's probably so much. I know you have another commitment, so I'll give you time to prepare for that. But once again, on behalf of the Soul Train and all the passengers on board, we thank you for allowing us into your space, you know. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you said a busy schedule, but we appreciate it, really. We do appreciate it. And from my side, I just want to say that may all your ventures be blessed. You know, the way you bless people with your music. You are blessed to be a blessing. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I will most likely be seeing you guys early next year. So please keep a lookout on that through my website. If you subscribe to my website and on my Instagram, AndreaLisa.com.
I told you there's a chemistry between us. You know why? Because you are reading my mind. The song I'm going to end off with, but before I do that, you see, okay, we're on a train. So we talk about tracks and we talk about platforms. On which platforms are your music available?
Everything. It's out there everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. So
yeah.
Just
and even if anyone wants a physical copy of my album, you can order it through my website.
I saw that. Okay.
Otherwise, you can get it next year when I do come, and I will be coming to perform in Cape Town. Just not sure on the date yet.
Okay, that's why I said you read my mind, because I normally, like, I started introducing you with Like Each Other and then Golden Hour. I'm gonna play out. I'm gonna end of our interview or our chat. And the song I'm going to play out with is, the title is Meet Me Again, but the line, the lyric says, Would You Like to Meet Me Again? And my my question to you would have been, is Cape Town on your list? And you just answered that question now. So
2026.
Keep me posted, because I would really like to meet you again. You know, it reminds me. Oh, I'm getting looks. Anyway, it reminds me of you in LA. I had two interviews. LA has been good to me. I had interviews with two. I almost want to say top. LA guitarist. One was Pete White, other one is Niels. Mm-hmm. Niels, you probably maybe heard of him. But Peter White, I've played his music for so long, and never ever did I think that I would get to interview him. And we did an interview, and I said to myself, never ever will I meet this man. Believe it or not, in March, I think it was March this year, he played in Cape Town and I met him there. So I'm looking forward.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, definitely taking a selfie with you and getting your getting your hard copy of your album. Andrea, once again, thank you so much for your time. Okay.
You're most welcome.
Okay, you keep well.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was a South African, born South African, very small town in South Africa, Kinross, as you heard, in Mpumalanga. She's touring, actually worldwide, with top artists that we know. Kirk Whalum on Sunday. Cool and the Gang, Jonathan Butler. I didn't even get to Earth, Wind and Fire. She also plays with him. So, let's continue. Let's listen to, like I said, Meet Me Again by Andrea Lisa.
Hey, this is Andrea Lisa, guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter, originally from South Africa, but now residing in Los Angeles, California. You're on board the Soul Train with Neil B on KC 107.7 FM.
Okay, sorry about that. We just have an announcement to be made. What's that? Mike?
When? Is it on?
Yes.
No, it's not really an announcement.
Oh.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Harlan Kluter is my name. I'm the chairman here at KC 107.7, and we just thought it fitting that we come in here this evening to thank Neil and Lynn for, I think Neil said earlier in his correspondence, he was here for 11 years.
11 years.
So it's not often that you have a husband and wife team, tag team, doing radio. And that is something unique and something very special. And so we really want to thank both of you for your time and your energy and your effort that you've put into your love and passion for radio and music. Is something so admirable. So this is just us saying thank you very much and publicly acknowledging the wonderful role that you've played. And please know that if you decide to come out of retirement, that these doors will always be open. You know, that it's if you should decide to come out of retirement, there'll always be space for you. And in the hearts of this community. I've listened to earlier some of the voice notes. It's a wonderful thing about radio is that people become family. And it's still the best. You know, television and video and Netflix, they cannot beat radio. It's this personal touch. I just heard this interview now. So thank you very much, Neil, for your, and Lynn, for just gracing the airwaves with your presence and your love and your light. Thank you.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, Alan. It is a passion. You know, I have very few passions. First of all, my faith is probably the biggest passion I have. Then it's my wife and kids. Okay, house, my household, and then obviously it's my sport, and so I do what I do, that means 100% or zero. You know, what you see is what you get, and I go full out. You know, like I said to her, I never thought there were certain people that I would interview, but this is what lockdown did. You know, I got bored during lockdown, and I thought, let me see how far I can go with this, and I've been...
No, but wonderful. Thank you. Thank you also introducing us to new artists, Lisa, Andrea Lisa. I never, don't know her, but the music is great. And I think people come to radio for music. So my last words would be let the music play. Thank you so much.
We played Barry White already, by the way.
Okay. I heard it. I listen. I'm always to you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Yeah. So, let's listen to Meet Me Again in Cape Town by Andrea Lisa.
No need. Yeah, that was our live guest artist with Meet Me Again, Andrea Lee.